Well, re-entry into the Pike River mine will be attempted today. In 2010, the West Coast coal mine exploded, killing 29 men whose bodies have never been recovered. The incident, investigations that followed and the planned re-entry have been fraught. Earlier this month, the plan to re-enter the access tunnel, known as the Drift, was called off after high levels of oxygen were detected, making entering the tunnel potentially unsafe. Bernie Monk, whose son Michael died in the mine, will be there later on today to, he hopes, witness the opening of the double airlock doors and the re-entry team stepping through. Bernie Monk is with us now. Ata Marie.
Hey, good morning, Susie.
When are you going to be heading up to the mine?
Well, we're all meeting at the gate, the families that can make it back. I mean, you've got to realise that, you know, there won't be the big contingents of families that was there last time due to a lot of them got to work, got to travel huge distances, some come from overseas. So, you know, the people that are there will be representing them, and we know that they'll be there in spirit. So we meet there about 10 o'clock, and then we get bussed up to the mine site itself.
How are you feeling this morning?
Well, you know, look, for me, I'm excited for the other families for this going on, but when you've been at the coalface, to speak, at the whole time of this, we've been down this track before, we've nearly been there and it hasn't happened, and then unfortunately the other day, when I know it was going to happen, it didn't, so I'll believe everything when I see it happening today.
So are you just at this stage really trying to kind of keep your emotions in check because you don't know what the day's going to provide?
Yeah, well, this is an everyday event of re-entering mines, and I've got the full confidence in the guys that are doing it that it'll get done, and I feel today will be the day.
When did you hear that this was going to be the day?
Oh, about 2 or 3 days ago, an email came through from the agency that this was going to take place. So it's pretty low key because I think, you know, everyone's, you know, hyped up, you know, the media, people around New Zealand, and they just want to do it, you know. And I think with the work that's got to be done to take everyone up there is an enormous job. So just keeping in a family fear, I can understand where the agency's coming from.
Are you confident it's going to be safe?
Oh, I very much so. Listen, you know, what these miners are doing is, it happens all the time in mining, even though we haven't got the coal mines as such in New Zealand as such, but overseas this is an everyday event and very confident that it'll happen.
So at this stage, you feel that it's likely that the access will be gained and they will go in?
Well, they'll go in as much as they can today. It's, you know, there's a lot of work. They're taking the first wall down today, and then there's a lot of work to go up to the next seal, and then the actual re-entry into the drift will then take place after that.
How many days away do you anticipate that being? What kind of indication have you been given?
Well, there's been none, and as we've always said, you know, time's not an essence. And safety is a priority, so I know that they'll work from day to day, gauging all these elements before they go ahead. So, you know, it could be a couple of weeks before they get down to the next seal. I don't know about that, but that's my opinion.
Hey, thank you very much for speaking with us today. All the very best. Bernie Monk, whose son Michael died in the Pike River mine, that re-entry is going to be attempted today. It's 20 to 8.